Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We're so glad you're here with us this week. And again, we have a great show. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, and as usual, because it is a great show, somebody else you know should be hearing it. So as you listen in today and you start thinking, hey, you know, Cousin Joe's a veteran, I bet you he'd be interested in this. It will be up on podcast at kxoradio.com shortly after the broadcast date, usually the next week. And at that point, you can go to kxoradio.com, find your podcast, and cut and paste it and send it to whoever you want it to.
Okay? There's so many podcasts there. So a couple of years.
Of good shows.
I know. And we're still not good at this. What's wrong?
We should take 30 seconds of dead air just to prove our point.
I know.
So welcome aboard. This is Let's Talk About It, and I'm Scott. And we are joined by Gail Sofer, and Gail is the founder and executive director of the Mindful Warrior Project. A really interesting kind of innovative way to work the veteran population that she's going to talk to us about today. Welcome aboard, Gail.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're glad you're here. You know, I can speak for just kind of myself in the community. We've got veterans in our community now in a way that we haven't had since I can remember, since the Vietnam War. And that, I guess what I mean by that is we've got large numbers of people, and we've got quite a few disabled people. And it's interesting because seeing them in my streets and in my neighborhood and in my stores and community and stuff, it really strikes me that that there's a whole generation of people right now that quite a few people saw duty, quite a few people went over, quite a few people were deployed, and we've got a new population of people that we have an opportunity to support. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, and more coming home every day with drawdowns in the military. So we're seeing more and more people who have served in our communities and a wonderful chance to incorporate their unique experience into the experience of the community.
So just having this whole new generation of veterans, after a fairly quiet period for a while, it wasn't, you know, we had an earlier desert conflict. But right now, a lot of people went to Iraq.
Well, I think there was a perfect, like a perfect storm. You know, there was Iraq and also our economy. There was not a lot of jobs out there. And a lot of the young kids graduating from high school, that was, you know, one of an option. You know, and especially a war going on, we had a lot here in our county going into the military.
So yes, and the military was aware of, because of there not being a draft right now, of offering the opportunity mm-hmm. to the young population and increasingly to women, that here's a chance for you to see the world, to learn skills, to serve your country, and to come back with benefits that can really help you in your civilian life. So it was very much promoted as an opportunity in the middle of a bad economic situation.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, it did.
How many veterans are we talking about? Do you have any idea of the number or the spread of the new generation of veterans? It's hundreds and hundreds of thousands, right, at least?
It's pretty large, and the concentrations vary from state to state and county to county. But there tend to be pockets, certain areas within the county where there's a tremendous percentage of current veterans and veterans of previous conflicts. And those are areas where I feel it's really important for the community to understand who their neighbors are and for services to be provided to such a large percentage of the population.
As the founder of the Mindful Warrior Project, was it something that, that really met the needs of today's veterans, or is it something that really seemed appropriate and necessary for all? What gave you the idea for this? What inspired it?
Well, my background is nonprofit management, and when I started working with nonprofits that served veterans, I saw a huge need for a lot more care and attention. I guess I had a lot of preconceived notions that veterans were served absolutely thoroughly by the VA and kind of everything was taken care of. And I kind of went 0 to 60 on an understanding of what the issues are facing our veterans today and how many gaps in services there are. And that's in no way to put down the VA. I have so many dear friends who work at the VA, are absolutely dedicated and sincere. It's a large system, and it has its shortcomings. And what I saw was that there needed to be extra support through nonprofits, through other agencies, to cover the unmet needs of the veterans.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.